Wagoner's Walk. Sunday morning at the old bakery finds a rather disgruntled Matt.
Bloody wars.
What's the matter?
Marvellous, isn't it? When you can't get into your own bog.
Alexis isn't still in there.
Oh, no, it's Bill now. I think he's died in there.
Why can't they use the upstairs one?
Because Sophie permanently occupies that. She's in there again. I could hear the bath tap. Doesn't she ever stop washing? It's like Lady Flaming Macbeth.
Must you be so flippant about it?
Happens because I feel even more useless than you do.
I just hope this person from the Rape Crisis Centre will be some help to her. She's coming round this morning.
Not on a Sunday?
Well, they have volunteers on call all round the clock.
What the hell's Bill doing in there?
Probably got his nose stuck in some wildlife magazine.
Oh, great.
Why don't you use the commode in the bedroom?
I don't want to use the commode. I'm not ill. I'm perfectly capable of going to the lavatory.
I know you
if
are.
I'm allowed to get anywhere near it. And about time, too.
Oh, sorry, Matt. Were you waiting to go in there?
I've been waiting for about half an hour. Too many people in this ruddy house. That's the problem.
Sorry about that.
No, he's right. But for what it's worth, you'll be shot of me today. I'm booking in at that guest house up the road.
You don't have to, Bill.
And you don't have to be polite. Sophie said you'd got a list of things she wants collected from Bayswater.
That's right.
I'll go over this afternoon. Call back with them at tea time. It's all right, Lynn. You don't have to worry.
I didn't say anything.
No, but I can read your thoughts. There's absolutely no danger of my raising Sophie's hopes again. I promise.
How can you be so sure?
Because you don't want to know about me anymore. She said so.
She may not have meant it.
Oh, yes. She did.
God rest you, merry gentlemen. Let nothing you dismay. Remember, Christ our Saviour was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power.
Will you please go away? I'm a sick man. And...
Oh, George.
Good morning, Arthur.
Thought you were a confounded carol singer.
No, just singing to myself. May I come in?
Oh, yes, sir.
Must have been that lovely Christmas tree in the entrance hall. Put me into a festive mood.
They've got a Christmas tree up already.
Yes, they were putting it up as I came in with your shopping yesterday.
Oh, ridiculous. We're barely into December.
Beautifully decorated, too.
Oh, I know what it'll be. Pine needles all over the floor in no time. Still, I doubt it'll affect me.
Hmm?
I don't see myself getting downstairs this side of Christmas.
But of course you will.
Not the way I feel this morning.
You're a bit chesty, are you?
Frankly, I would have stayed in bed, but one has to make an effort. My lunch won't get itself.
Well, no problem there. That's precisely why I've come.
What?
Well, I was standing in the kitchen contemplating my own lunch when it suddenly occurred to me that I might just as well cook for two as one, if you're agreeable, that is.
To our joining forces?
Like the old days.
And I thought you had Sunday lunch with your stepdaughter and her husband.
Well, I do, generally, but Cliff's busy working in the wagoners today. Besides, there's a bit of awkwardness between us at present.
Families.
Yes.
Oh, but I don't want to think about that now. Anxiety only aggravates my condition.
Then I vote we have a nice, relaxed morning together. Got any sherry?
Let's start with names. Now, yours is Sophie, isn't it?
Yes.
Mine's Leslie. She's a friend of yours, is she, Mrs. Pryor, who let me in?
Yes. Well, sort of. She's my boss, too.
Which makes for a few inhibitions.
Yeah, well. She's been very good to me, though.
Oh, you've been staying here since Friday night, have you?
Yes. I came here after... Well, after it happened.
Do you smoke?
Not usually, but I wouldn't mind one now.
I'll join you.
Thanks.
Let me tell you about us. The Rape Crisis Center. Now, for a start, we're on your side.
Well, that's nice to know, anyway.
We exist solely to represent the interests of the rape victims. Well, that is, to give them whatever kind of support they need. I mean, be it practical advice about legal or medical matters, or one-to-one counselling. In other words, helping you to cope with the emotional side of it all.
Yeah, I see.
I think I can guess what you're feeling right now.
Can you?
Well, you probably feel a mixture of guilt, frustration and anger. You feel dirty and depersonalized. You feel totally isolated. And you feel you'll never be able to go out and face anyone again.
Yeah, something like that.
It's how I felt too.
You mean it happened to you?
Yes. Andy got off.
What?
Oh, I had one of your original anti-female judges who good as said you can't believe a woman. Mind you, I fell into all the traps. I didn't have anyone to advise me. Now, the Crisis Center has a whole list of sympathetic lawyers if you should need one in due course.
Yeah, well, they haven't caught the man yet. I had a feeling that maybe I had met him before somewhere. Oh, the police keep on at me all the time to think, but I don't know, I can't. It's as if...
You don't want to find out.
Yeah, well, it'd be almost worse knowing that was the man that you let...
Look, judging by the bruises on your face, you didn't let him do anything. You must have put up a fair fight.
Yes, but I keep wondering if... Maybe I could have... I don't know, I was just so frightened, I couldn't even scream. Or maybe I could have struggled more.
Maybe you could, and maybe you'd have ended up in hospital with severe injuries. Would you have preferred that?
Yes, but at least then other people would have known I hadn't just given in.
To hell with other people. It's yourself you've got to live with.
Oh, an excellent sherry this, Arthur.
It was something of an extravagance.
Oh, quite delicious.
I was going to put it by for Christmas, but who knows, I may not be here by then.
Oh, come now, Arthur, don't say that.
Oh, well, at my age and in my state of health, you never can tell. Every morning I feel vaguely surprised when I open my eyes and see my bedroom door and not the pearly gates.
I think you'll survive us all, Arthur. And you look a lot more perky than you did earlier.
I do feel a little brighter. Now you're here.
Being on your own can drag you down.
I'm not sure that making social efforts isn't even more debilitating. Sometimes when I'm round at Minden Road, trying to keep everyone else happy, I feel utterly drained.
Yes. I don't feel much like social efforts these days either. In fact, between you and me, that's what's caused this slight coolness between myself and Cliff and Shirley.
How do you mean?
Well, they're going down to Wales for Christmas, to his family.
Wales in winter? Oh, my God, that'll be the death of me.
Will you be free at all over Christmas, Arthur?
Well, as I say, I'm in no position to make long-term plans.
You mean, assuming you're spared?
No doubt Peter and Elizabeth will try to organise me, and I shall have to spend the entire holiday warding off children with crackers and Elizabeth's indigestible Christmas pudding. Oh, candidly, I'd much sooner have a quiet Christmas.
That's what I thought. Then perhaps you care to share it with me. If your family won't take offence, that is.
Oh, they'll probably breathe a sigh of relief. I'm merely a burden to them.
You'll come, then?
Oh, I dare say if I wrap up warm, it won't do me any real harm. Yes, I'd be delighted, George.
Oh, that is good. I'll put up some paper chains after all, then. Didn't seem worth it just for myself.
And I'll get another couple of bottles of the sherry.
Splendid. Oh, I say, listen. Now, that really is carol singers. Or would you rather I told them to go away?
No, might as well hear them out. Their entire repertoire seldom extends beyond one verse these days. I may even have 2p somewhere.
was their whole attitude. Even the surgeon. The minute I said I was on the pill, it was knowing glances all round.
Oh, yes, the pill equals promiscuity.
Yeah, right. On the other hand, if you're not on it and you happen to get pregnant, you can bet someone will accuse you of inventing the rape as an excuse to get a free abortion.
No.
Well, that's what one girl had thrown at her recently. By her GP, too.
What, her own doctor?
Oh, they're not all as sympathetic as your Dr. Woodhouse. Mm. So, you've no worries about pregnancy?
No.
You're lucky there. Although, there is a morning after pill. Did you talk to him about the possibility of VD?
Yes, I did.
Well, there are clinics and clinics. Now, if the worst happens, we can let you know where you'll get the most sympathetic treatment. Mm.
It's the thing I dread most.
Oh, the fear of it's worse than the actuality, I promise. It's the whole taboo around the subject. That's the trouble.
Right. You know, I tried to talk to Lynn about it yesterday. She couldn't get out of the room quick enough.
Have you any other girlfriends, Sophie?
Well, there's the two I share a flat with and the girls at work. But, oh, I'm not that close to them.
There's other women you need at the moment.
Mm. All my close relationships in the past have tended to be with men. Not anymore, though.
Oh, you're bound to feel that way. I mean, rape isn't exactly good PR for the male sex.
I couldn't go near anyone now.
What about your fella?
I haven't got one.
Oh, I thought you said earlier that you...
Yeah, well, I did sort of live with someone until recently, but, well, it's all over now. He finished it. Mm. That's strange. A week ago, I was bonkers about him still, but yesterday when I saw him, I felt nothing at all, just dead inside.
Well, that may not last. I felt the same about my boyfriend after I'd been raped. At least, that's what I felt at first. But later, when I talked it through, I realized it wasn't that at all. In fact, I was scared he'd go off me because of what had happened, so I avoided him.
And did you get together again?
Yes. We've been married 2 years now.
Be better if I stay off, Bill. It was never going to get anywhere anyway.
You say he came to see you yesterday?
Yeah, well, he didn't have far to come. He was staying with the Pryors, too.
Oh. How did he behave towards you?
Like all the others. Kind, wanting to help. Actually, he's going over to Bayswater later to collect some clothes for me. But no one knows what to say. There's this great gap now between me and everyone else.
Well, perhaps I can help you bridge it. If only because I've been there, too.
Hello, Sarah.
Bill, to what do we owe this pleasure?
I've come to collect some things for Sophie.
Does that mean it's all on again?
No, it means I've come to collect some things for her.
Well, you'd better come in.
Thanks. I tried to phone you earlier to warn you I was coming, but the phone seemed to be out of order.
Well, Marilyn went and left it off the hook. Oh. How is Sophie now?
Not much better than when you saw her, I'm afraid.
I'm not surprised. Makes me feel sick just thinking of it.
Well, that makes two of us. I've got a list here. Will you fetch the stuff or shall I?
Well, you might as well. You'd know better than me where she keeps things.
Do I detect a certain coolness in your voice, Sarah?
Could be.
Yeah, well, if you're trying to say something, I'd sooner you give it me straight.
Well, frankly, I'd sooner say nothing to you after the way you treated Sophie.
Oh, that's it.
Yes, that's it. Look, you used that girl and then just dropped her when it suited you.
What do you know about our relationship?
Well, I know Sophie used to be a fun person and you changed all that.
I ended it for her good as well as my own.
Oh, yes, I could see the good it did her. Look, I couldn't believe it was the same girl when I got back from my holiday. And another thing, if you ask me, it's your fault she got mixed up with people like that Donald, what's it?
Donald? Donald who?
Well, the one who called her all those names on the phone the other night.
Rob said she'd had some anonymous calls.
Well, this one wasn't anonymous. I answered it. Donald someone. Runs a pub called the Wagoners.
You don't mean Donald Fitzroy?
Well, that's him. Fancied her like mad. And she made it plain she didn't want to know, and he got nasty. Look, if you gave two figs for Sophie, you wouldn't be piddling around collecting clothes. You'd be down there asking him a few questions.